DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Johnny Taco. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, hour number two. Of course, my co-star, my partner in crime, my partner in grime. Bottom line is Zach Attack Young. Zach, I gotta ask you, man, not too hip on the hockey games. Of course, the hockey playoffs are hot and happening, but God's team. Did God's team win again today, yesterday?
Yeah, they won again. I mean, this is not the most thrilling NBA playoffs in the world.
I told you, the playoffs are just masturbation until the finals. It's just all a big game of masturbation until the finals, folks. It's sort of like we shouldn't even watch it until the final seven. The bottom line is, lots of sports to talk about. We'll talk about the great Jerry West in this hour, of course. Jerry West, now an executive with the Golden State Warriors. But, of course, man, that star guard for so long. I used to see when they did TV for the L.A. Forum back in the 90s. I would see Jerry West twice a month at the L.A. Forum. He was always a great guy to be around. I didn't know he had the problems that he had. We'll hear about Jerry West unplugged about depression, suicide, and his abusive father on tonight's show. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, the All-Star, Zach Tack Young. Live from the city by the bay and Sports Byline.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Even by Trump standards, this has been an insane week. Day after day, there have been mounting scandals, culminating with yesterday's appointment of a special counsel to oversee the Russia investigation. And now, Trump is heading out on his first foreign trip as president under a cloud of suspicion. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. The pace at which Trump scandals have been unfolding over the past week has been mind-boggling. Of course, the historical precedent everyone seems to be using for comparison's sake is Watergate, but even that seems to be inadequate in describing how quickly things are moving, as Senator John McCain explained yesterday.
It's just another scandal. It's just another scandal that, unfortunately, continues every... Only it's now accelerated. Watergate took many months, and this thing seems to be taking hours.
Yeah, this isn't Watergate. It's the Watergate Express. In the Trump era, every hour feels like a month. In fact, time now works for us the way crowd sizes work for Trump. A few thousand can seem like 1.5 million hours. All of this, of course, came to a head yesterday with the appointment of a special counsel.
A special independent counsel has been named to head up the investigation of the Trump administration and Russian interference with the U.S. election.
The department naming former FBI Chief Robert Mueller as special counsel. The decision a bow to the growing pressure from Capitol Hill after the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey, who was leading his own Russia investigation, and the cascade of stunning developments this week that have followed.
Up until today, President Donald Trump has had the ability to control almost every news cycle. From this day forward, he no longer has control. And instead, if you will, of being the hunter, he becomes the hunted.
Yeah, but I'm not sure Trump was much of a hunter before this. His only prey came in buckets.
If you move too fast, you scare them off.
Today, Trump took questions for the first time on the appointment of a special counsel during a press conference with the president of Colombia. But even when he was trying to focus on topics other than the Russia investigation, he didn't seem very sure of himself. Like when he discussed the two countries' joint efforts to end the production of coca, from which cocaine is made, but he kept mispronouncing it.
Recently, we have seen an alarmed, and I mean really a very highly alarmed and alarming trend. Last year, Colombia cocoa cultivation and cocaine production reached a record high. Today, I affirm the United States' willingness to assist Colombia's strategy to target and eliminate drug trafficking networks, illicit financings, cocoa cultivation.
Cocoa? Does he think chocolate and cocaine come from the same place?
In fact, we've already captured famous drug kingpin El Chaco.
Now, in his role as special counsel, Mueller will have broad authority, and he's going to need it because there's a lot to look into. Take, for example, Trump's disgraced former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. And let's face it, the guy, he just looks shady. Flynn looks like a guy who only comes into town once a year for supplies.
Shame about those missing hikers. Police got any leads yet?
As you may know, Flynn is under FBI investigation for his ties to Russia, but he's also under investigation for taking secret payments from Turkey without registering as a foreign agent, which you're required to do by law. And last night, we got yet another bombshell about what the Trump team knew with regard to Flynn and when they knew it.
The New York Times reporting Michael Flynn told President Trump's transition team weeks before the inauguration that he was under federal investigation for secretly working as a paid lobbyist for Turkey during the campaign. Despite the warning, Mr. Trump made Flynn his national security advisor.
So they hired someone who was under active FBI investigation for taking secret payments from a foreign government as the national security advisor. That's like hiring a babysitter who's still wearing one handcuff. So just think about this for a second. Donald Trump and his associates are facing multiple FBI investigations over foreign payments and possible collusion with a foreign government, as well as investigations in the House and Senate, and now a special counsel. I just wish someone had warned us about the disastrous consequences of a president who would be under investigation while in office.
The FBI now has multiple open criminal investigations into Hillary Clinton. And now she's going to run the country. She'll be under investigation for years. She'll be with trials. I mean, we went through it with him with the impeachment and the lies. Aren't we tired of this stuff? This election will determine whether we remain a free country in the truest sense of the word, or we become a corrupt banana republic controlled by large donors and foreign governments. This is collusion and corruption of the highest order, and is one more reason why I ask my attorney general, I will ask, to appoint a special prosecutor.
It's literally the only campaign promise he's actually kept. It's almost like Donald Trump is a time traveler sent to warn us about himself.
Oh, God, I'm too late.
Now, the timing of all of this chaos could not be worse for Trump, because on Friday, he sets out for his first foreign trip to Europe and the Middle East, and aides were hoping it would represent a chance to reboot his presidency. Instead, with all the turmoil going on, Trump seems less than excited about the trip. According to The Times, Trump, a confirmed homebody, has expressed dread about the trip, asking aides whether it can be shortened to 5 days from 9. So he's basically a kid who doesn't want to go to summer camp.
But what if they don't have the snacks I like?
And he doesn't seem to want to do much preparation for the trip either. According to a report in Reuters yesterday, conversations with some officials who have briefed Trump and others who are aware of how he absorbs information portray a president with a short attention span. He likes single-page memos and visual aids like maps, charts, graphs, and photos. And National Security Council officials have strategically included Trump's name in as many paragraphs as we can because he keeps reading if he's mentioned. They have to put his name in stuff to keep him interested. Soon they're going to have to start writing his intelligence briefings on a mirror. In fact, Trump's aides aren't the only ones concerned about Trump's ability to stay focused. During this trip, Trump will meet with leaders of NATO, our most important military alliance. And according to a recent report, NATO is scrambling to tailor its upcoming meeting to avoid taxing President Donald Trump's notoriously short attention span. The alliance is telling heads of state to limit talks to 2 to 4 minutes. In fact, they're presenting the information to Trump on a placemat. So, as he heads out on his trip to meet the leaders of foreign nations, Trump takes with him a cloud of suspicion and questions about his competence. The constant drumbeat of scandal and chaos coming from this White House is exhausting. Or, to put it another way,
aren't we tired of this stuff?
Yeah, that sounds about right. This has been a closer look.
All aboard!
The White House.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Tuck.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know.
Zachary, Mexico isn't paying for the wall.
Oh, man, are you serious? And the coal jobs aren't coming back?
And he's taking his salary. He said he was going to donate his entire salary to charity.
And healthcare is going to cost more, so the salary's not going to that.
In addition to the 27 million people that are going to lose their health care. And, of course, he's not showing us the taxes.
I don't think Obama tapped his phones.
I don't think so either. You know, and his bottom line is, these tax cuts are for the rich, not for the middle class or the poor.
It looked like almost no one showed up to that inauguration.
Good point. His crowd wasn't bigger.
No, and I mean, he's not draining the swamp.
3 million illegal Mexicans didn't vote.
He doesn't have, like, some secret plan.
which means anybody that voted for Trump got scammed. Bottom line is, let's talk about God's team. What was the score today? Of course, the Golden State Warriors running up on the San Antonio Spurs, now up 3-0. Talk to me, Zach. Numbers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they won by 12 points, 120-108. So not like a super dominant victory, but it was game three, so they're up 3-0 now.
And, of course, the Sunday calendar. Yesterday. Okay, the Sunday calendar, the Celtics, of course, are going to take on the Cavaliers. Talk about LeBron. LeBron's a 16-point favorite there. Deserve to be a 16-point favorite at home?
Well, did you see the last game? The Cavs won 130-86.
I saw the last game, and LeBron made that statement we've been talking about for a long time, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that was going to be a bad matchup because of how small Isaiah Thomas is. I hate to say it, but it's not going to be a good matchup if you're going against probably pound for pound one of the biggest players in the NBA.
So Godzilla is going to come to town. Godzilla and the Cleveland Cavaliers and Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors are going to clash. You know what? We're mentioning Durant. We're not even really mentioning the fact that, you know, Steph Curry's on the team anymore. Isn't that funny? Yeah, we talk about Draymond Green. We talk about Draymond Green. We talk about Kevin Durant. You know, Steph Curry's sort of taking a back seat.
Yeah, that is interesting. A two-time MVP is taking the back seat.
And he's got a bit of class in doing so as well. He wants it for the betterment of the team. You are tuned to the Sports 5-Iron Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line, the Johnny Taco text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And the chick with the original wardrobe malfunction, Janet Jackson. On Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Wait, you're going to sit there and let him talk to me like that?
No. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Welcome back to the Taco Man Show. Obviously, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, of course, joined by my partner in crime, my partner in grime, my all-star. I'm talking about Mr. Zach Attack Youngin. Zach, I got to tell you, when it comes to iconic figures in basketball, nobody's more iconic than Jerry West.
Yeah, of course, the NBA champion in 1972, NBA Finals MVP in 1969, the only player to win that while being on the losing team in the finals, 14-time NBA All-Star, 25,192 career points. I mean, he did a lot in his career.
You know, Zach, you and I have talked over the past couple of years about how mental illness and how each of us suffers from some mental illness at some point in time. Of our life. I mean, if you're down for more than a few days, you're a little bit depressed. That's a mental illness, whether anybody wants to admit it or not. And the bottom line is, when Jerry West came unglued, as far as, you know, talking about suicide and the fact that he was depressing, it just blew me away. But here we go, Jerry West unplugged.
I had the chance to read your book, your autobiography, last week, and was pleasantly surprised and really, quite frankly, shocked at just how open you were willing to be in the book, and I'm sure it's helped a lot of people who have been through similar situations or who are going through similar situations. But you open up in your autobiography about depression, the death of your brother, physical abuse from your father, and I've been told by a couple people close to you that they thought it was really therapeutic for you, in a way, actually writing the book. To what extent do you agree with that?
Well, you know, I think there's so many things hidden by people today that maybe they talked about a little bit more, and particularly if you have a platform, as I do sometimes. I think it is therapeutic. I can't tell you how many letters I receive from people thanking me for writing this book and talking about the same things they experienced growing up, and talking about how they got through it and how I got through it. I got through it because when my brother got killed, who was the closest to me in my family, he always encouraged me when I was little and tiny. I mean, it was tiny, skinny kid. When he got killed, it was like a shock, because no one is good. He was deeply religious. Should ever get killed. And
21 years old, yeah, Korean War.
You know, right. And I was 13, and you know, I look back on that day, and I changed forever. I changed from being a really aggressive kid, and I was a tough kid. I changed forever. I changed to be deathly quiet, hardly communicated with anyone. And so my best friend was me. And at that age, you know, if I'd had a friend to be able to, that maybe had similar experiences in your life, I might have had the ability to maybe lessen this burden on myself that really became a burden. And, you know, I felt useless. I didn't feel wanted. I almost felt like a person who was surviving. And I think when he died, there was probably a higher calling for me and said, I'm going to do something that's going to make him proud.
You wrote in your book, and again, very open in the book, that suicide takes courage. What made you feel that way?
Well, you know, that's a hard one to talk about because, you know, when you get so deep in a hole and you don't really feel you have the strength to dig out of that hole or get out of the hole, you asked me earlier about winning a first world championship. And Peggy Lee had a song, Is That All There Is? And that song really applied particularly to, because I told you I didn't really feel any elation until 3 days later. And I said, oh my gosh, we've accomplished something. And I wasn't around any of my teammates, but just in my private thoughts. And I felt there's been times in my life where I've been so low you know, is it worth it to feel this bad all the time? But I've had some success in dealing with that.
And how would you deal with it?
Well, you know, I think that I read a lot, and I try to read a lot on people who've had extraordinary lives, been extraordinary leaders, and some of the battles they've gone through was the same thing. And, you know, what go to them on? More hard work, more competition, and also maybe trying to find a little silver lining in some of the things that you've done pretty well in your life. And again, I've never equated success. A lot of people in our country, which I think is terrible, equate success with people who have enormous wealth. You know, I wasn't one of those players who we didn't make very much money. I guess my many ways, I think the best successes in terms of winning became as an executive. And also, I think that's when I really changed in terms of how I wanted to try to do things for younger people. I wanted to try to make a difference in people's lives. I wanted to do something to honor my brother. And I did a lot of those things, and I think that really helped relieve that horrible, horrible feeling that that some people unfortunately act upon.
Get this, Zach. Jerry West attended high school in East Bank, West Virginia from 1952 to 1956. And during his first year, they benched him because he was too short. Can you believe that?
That's crazy to think. He wasn't the tallest NBA player. He was only 6'2".
But the bottom line is, you know, by the time 1960 came, of course, he was like the number one draft pick. And, of course, you went through his stats. But him talking about mental illness, Zach, it really is tough to talk about mental illness because you never know how a person, because being a police officer, I encountered a lot of people with issues as far as mental illness was concerned. Some people didn't take their meds, some people needed the meds, et cetera, et cetera. Some people just needed to hold somebody's hand. But the bottom line is mental illness is something that occurs in every family, but we sort of ignore it. I mean, it's a cold we don't want to acknowledge.
Yeah, and you know what? I can't help but think, you know, he lost in the finals a lot of times, and it wasn't really his fault. He often averaged like 40 points in the finals and stuff like that, and he's second all time in points per game in the playoffs. So I have to think that he felt like he was doing all he could do, and they just still weren't getting over the hump, you know, winning the finals. And eventually they finally did, but I would imagine that would be very mentally taxing.
A champion in 1972. You know, I remember the days when I was working for the LA Forum doing their TV on Sports Channel America. I forget what network it was. Anyway, the bottom line is I'm working down there with Chick Hearn and various other guys, and I get to walk through the bowels of the LA Forum, the Inglewood Forum. And of course, Jerry West was working with the Lakers, and I always bumped into him, and he was always friendly, but he was never, how can I put this? you know, real friendly. It was always like business-like. It wasn't like, you know, hi, how are you, this and that. It was always just business. Even when Jerry Buss introduced me to him at a press conference one time, and you know, he wasn't impressed. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, this kind of sums that up perfectly, because there was a game where he scored 44 points on, and he went 16 of 17 from the field, 12 of 12 from the free throw line. He had 12 rebounds, 12 assists, and they didn't count it back then, but he actually had 12 block shots. So he had a ultra rare quadruple double. And his comment on that was, defensively, from a team standpoint, I didn't feel I played very well.
The great Jerry West on Sports Byline. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars will pay a tribute to the great Wayne Walker next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hour number two, of course. This is the Johnny Taco Show. Johnny Taco and Zach Attack Young come at you each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time for 2 hours of comedy, sports, smack, and of course, some sports as well. Now, on a serious note, When I was boxing back in the 80s, there was a young man. Oh, he wasn't a young man, but he was the sports director for Channel 5 here in San Francisco, CBS Television. His name was Wayne Walker. He was a former linebacker and place kicker, I believe, for the Detroit Lions. Bottom line was, Wayne was cool. In fact, Wayne used to come down a couple of times, watch me work out at the gym, and then he came to a couple of fights. And then one time, Wayne sent a team of including Ben Williams, a reporter, down to Newman's gym to film a segment on boxing and boxing being a good man, a good fair sport. Now everybody was a gentleman and everything. So anyway, I was far with this guy's act, and I hit him with a body shot and knocked him down. And I turned around and he kicked me in the nuts. I kid you not. And the TV cameras were rolling. This was supposed to be something on Goodwill and Goodwill and Athletics and things like that. Anyway, when I got back and saw Wayne Walker a few weeks later, he said to me, "Pedro, what the hell happened there at the gym? What happened at the gym?" Anyway, the bottom line is Wayne Walker, 80 years old, passed away. This is our tribute to the great Wayne Walker. The story of a man so many of you in Northern California remember fondly. How could you forget that smile, right? He was one of the most popular people on Bay Area TV. He worked here at KPIX5 for years. And tonight, we have news that Wayne Walker, our former colleague, our good friend, has died from complications of a disease linked to the game that he loved.
Wayne Walker played pro football for the Detroit Lions as a star linebacker and kicker.
He was very dominant in that position.
He was legendary.
A phenomenal person. He was the guy.
He played 15 years in the NFL for one team.
When Wayne retired from the NFL, he began a brand new career at KPIX5.
Wayne Walker was there helping to call the shots.
Right. Bad news for the Raiders tonight.
He would come into the newsroom and the waters would part. Anywhere he went, the waters would part because he carried himself with that confidence that an athlete has.
Wayne spent 20 years as our sports director.
He was a superstar, and in my mind, that intensity that he had on the professional football field, he brought to the newsroom. Wayne Walker was hysterically funny. He was a very funny man and smarter than I think most people knew.
From racing cable cars up steep hills to engaging top athletes in competition, Wayne took on daunting sports challenges.
People would come and stop me and say, "Oh, Wayne Walker, I remember when he did this challenge and that challenge." And it really resonated with people because there are a lot of weekend warriors in this part of the world, and he was one of them.
Number one, Bay
Area sports legends tell us they never hesitated to stop and do an interview with Wayne.
He was very genuine and very authentic because he came from a place of having been there, done that.
There's a love of how he played the game, and there's a love of how he reported.
He was one of those first of no-nonsense kind of guys when it came to sports and the way he broadcasted and the way he told the story.
Wayne Walker passed away due to complications from Parkinson's disease.
Well, 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, which is a result of multiple concussions when I played.
Wayne told us about his illness 2 years ago. He was asked if he would have played football again, knowing what he knew now about repetitive brain injury.
If it were up to me again, I'd do it. I know playing now, I'd have a better chance of better medical advice than we had back in my day.
Wayne Harrison Walker, we are going to miss you.
Wayne was style, class, professionalism.
He was a genuinely nice man.
He would be truthful and he wouldn't take any cheap shots. He just enjoyed life.
He just makes me smile every time I think about him.
His legacy is going to be around the fact that he allowed all of us to kind of peek into his world.
19th, wow, and I can't believe it, man. I really can't. It's hard to believe it's been 30 years, you know, since he used to run those stories on me on CBS here in the city and this and that. But Wayne Walker, may he rest in peace. The guy was a class act, number 55 of the Detroit Lions. You never heard anything bad about him. Of course, originally out of Idaho, he went back to Idaho, and that's where he retired. And of course, the the Parkinson's and the issues from the concussions, this and that. You know, Zach, I don't know if I feel that same way. In fact, I told you about this, that if I were, you know, I've been long retired from boxing, but they say that about 10 years after you retire from boxing or football or this and that, the CTE and brain damage starts to step in, but in my case, it probably started a lot sooner than that. Anyway, but the bottom line is, I was lucky. I was fortunate. I got away without any serious injuries. But, you know, here's a guy that even though he made it to the age of 80, he died as a result of football injuries.
Wow, that's crazy to think.
I mean, so where does football go? I mean, I've heard network people here say it, and they tried to say it off the record. I mean, I pinned him on the spot about it. But he says it, you know, he's got kids going to college, and he says it in 15 or 20 years from now. I said he doesn't think that anybody with a college education would have would be of sound mind to go out there and play football.
I definitely think that you're going to see some drastic changes in the sport. Whether that leads to it like not being played in college anymore, I'm not sure. But I definitely think that it's going to change a lot, and they're going to try to make it a lot safer.
So, what is the most hazardous thing in football? Is it the fact that guys are going at each other at full speed, or the guys are wearing these steel helmets and going at each other at full speed?
It's all of that. I think that they go faster because they're protected, and it actually ends up inflicting a lot more damage.
Yeah, Larry Murchie told me one time, I think he played safety, played defensive back, I believe, he played both sides of the ball for the University of Oklahoma. And he told me one time that he got stunned, and he said his entire body went numb for a second. So he said he sort of got buzzed, but it's pretty crazy, man. Brain damage. Of course, Wayne Walker, one of the greats, 55, a Hall of Famer, no doubt about that, and a longtime broadcaster here in the city by the bay for 20 years. May he rest in peace. Died in Boise, Idaho at the age of 80 years old. 1958, number 4 pick, of course, number 45 overall with the Detroit Lions, played from 1958 to 1972, 15 years with the same team, 3 years with Pro Bowl selection, 63, 64, 65, and I got to give him his props, man. He just was a class act. He played in 200 games. He kicked 172 extra points. He was a place kicker as well, and overall, he scored 345 points as a pro, as a linebacker, a pro. Man, he just did it all. Place kicker. You know, those were those days when those guys played both sides of the ball.
I mean, it's definitely different now. You know, it's very specialized.
Speaking of specialized, I'm glad you brought that up now. Speaking of specialized, how are the L.A. Rams looking as far as the upcoming season is concerned? Are they starting to put the pieces together? I mean, they've got this great quarterback, this and that, but you know what? You can have the greatest quarterback in the world, but unless you've got a team around them, I mean, Joe Montana needed Dwight Clark and that offensive line, you know what I'm saying? And they needed that defense. That's how they won those titles.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they always say defense wins championships.
Well, so how are the Rams looking?
You know, the Rams defense is pretty solid, and of course they hired Wade Phillips as their defensive coordinator. Wade Phillips, of course, was the defensive coordinator for the Super Bowl winning Broncos a couple years ago. So, I mean, that's a good hire, and they had a good defense last year, but when your offense is that bad, it actually drags the defense down with it.
Was Wade Phillips Bum Phillips' son?
I think he might have been.
I think the old Houston Oilers coach Bum Phillips, I think that was his son. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This, of course, is the Taco Man Radio Show. Of course, we come to you live from the city by the bay each and every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, of course, the American Forces Network. I can keep going, but the bottom line is, I am the Taco Man. Of course, my partner in grime, my partner in crime, Mr. Zach Attack Young, and I about to give you some baseball scores here. Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia today 6-3. Boston came up short in Oakland. Oakland won at home 8-3. And, of course, Cleveland 3-0 over Houston. The Yankees fell short to Tampa Bay 9-5 in Tampa Bay. And the Cincinnati Reds clobbered the Colorado Rockies 12-8 to some of your scores here. Now, I wasn't too thrilled as far as the USC was concerned last week. I mean, we saw Stipe Miocic end the career of Junior Dos Santos. In fact, we played that interview on the air, and you heard it, Zach. I mean, he was punchy after the – I mean, why even do an interview after you get knocked out? Why doesn't somebody tell you, guess what, stay away from the cameras?
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't. I think that it's kind of irresponsible, really, when they interview fighters right after being knocked out. They should be going to the hospital.
Yeah, and Chris Weidman been making a fool out of himself a couple weeks ago, the former middleweight champion. I mean, good Lord, man. That was embarrassing.
It's not good, and we don't really need to hear what they have to say. It can wait.
Okay, now here's the true story. Here's a question in the show. Okay, I'm not going to ask you about Tom Brady designing his own Aston Martin, anything like that, or Floyd Mayweather talking about fighting three guys in a night, even though the Conor McGregor fight appears to be set now. $100 million for Mayweather, $75 for Conor McGregor. But tell me about Dom. Tell me about your stepdaddy, man. He sure does. I mean, the guy's got to be close to 80 years old now, man. The guy is looking like he had a facelift, got his hair done. He's looking sharp. He's pimping on Rodeo Drive with some fine-ass mama.
Hey, you know, that's his way, and he showed me his ways, and I'm appreciative.
He showed you his ways?
Yeah, he gave me some tips. I didn't follow. I mean, he gave me a lot of racist advice. I couldn't take that advice, but I took some of the other advice.
I'm telling you, she's stunning. They don't have a name for her, but she's stunning. You know what? And he doesn't look a day over 70. I mean, you know, come on, man. Guy's getting laid at like 80 years old. More power to him. And that Viagra he's taking as well. Anyway, the bottom line is he won't be back in big-time sports anytime soon. What about these three guys that Floyd Mayweather wants to fight? Is it Scott Cuddy, Zach Attack Young, and Johnny Taco, or what?
Yeah, it's the Walsh brothers. Who his fighter, by the way, we had so much boxing, we didn't even get to mention that Gervonta Davis was a winner. TKO3 defended his featherweight title in England against Liam Walsh. It was a matchup of two undefeateds. And I mean, if Gervonta was able to take apart Liam, I kind of think Floyd would do pretty well.
Interesting. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's my partner, Zach Attack Young. My name is Johnny Taco, of course, running the board back there in the city by the bay is my man, the astute, the genius himself, Mr. Scott Cuddy. You are tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, all the troops out there, and of course, man, sportsbyline.com. This is Sports Overnight America, live from San Francisco.
Here's Thompson, who just checked back in and knocks out a three. Thompson, a rainbow three. Klay Thompson with his eighth three-pointer. Hogan keeping it alive for the new possession. Thompson turning and shooting. What a shot by Klay Thompson. A long three for Thompson, and that is an NBA record. His 10th three-pointer of the night.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Christopher John Boyle, better known as Chris Cornell, the lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave, among other bands. He was found dead in his hotel room at age 52 a couple of days ago on May 18th. So, I mean, it's pretty sad news, pretty big news for the music world, and it's going to be somebody that a lot of people are going to miss.
Zach, he was talking to a friend of his. They say, what are you going to do now? He goes, I'm just hanging out at the hotel.
Oh, Taco Man.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of tacos, how about this? I got to mention the National Hockey League. Nashville beat Anaheim 3-1 on Saturday. And that's, of course, the NHL. Of course, the Stanley Cup is off and rolling. And, of course, we're so excited about that. But the weekend sports. Let's look at the upcoming weekend sports now. Now, obviously, the Spurs and the Warriors are toast. That's going to be, that series is done. Where does God's team go next, you know?
I feel fairly confident that they'll beat the Cavaliers, but you never know. I mean,
is that what, are we going to finally be, finally be the Warriors and the Cavaliers after this series here?
It looks like it.
Man, I tell you what, when LeBron James decides he's going to take the game into his own hands, it's very tough to change. It's very tough to discourage him. You know that, right, Zach? I mean, he is Superman.
Yeah, and you know what? I give him credit, obviously. He does a lot, especially defensively. But it's really hard to stop somebody that's bigger than everyone on the floor, taller than most of the people, and just weighs more. And then on top of that, when he bowls into the lane and knocks you over, they call a foul on you.
That's about a wrap here, of course, from Sports Byline. Zach Attack, great show tonight. I want to mention, of course, that pay tribute to the great late Wayne Walker. He took good care of me and was newsman here in the city of By the Bay, and I never forget my friends. Zach Attack, you have a great week, man. We'll talk real soon. Of course, No Holds Bar tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific time, about the mixed martial arts. God bless you, Zach. Have a great night.
You as well. Thank you, sir.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, but hey, you already knew that, right? Live Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Cut, man, take it away. You're tuned to Sports Byline Live from San Francisco.